Okay. We are live. I'm so excited for this episode. Hey, it's God's Child. Thank you for showing up. Man, I'm excited for today's Okay, we're gonna focus on worshiping the Lord. There's a book that I get a lot of this information from. It's by Derek Prince, Entering the Presence of God. And it is literally step-by-step blueprint on how to get into the throne room of God, into his presence. And what we're gonna do today is we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that. I'm gonna show you. And I think a lot of us know how to do this, but there is a little something I want to read first. Okay. Okay. So, whenever we come into God's presence, he requires that we bring him various gifts or sacrifices. These include, but are not limited to, money and material possessions. But on a higher level, scripture speaks of various spiritual gifts or sacrifices that God requires his followers to bring him. These spiritual gifts are thanksgiving, praise, and worship. So, thanksgiving, it relates to God's goodness. Praise relates to God's greatness. And worship relates to God's holiness. And when you get into, oh, you've read it, eh? Yeah, it's an awesome book. And worship relates to God's holiness. When you get into that state of worship, you know, there's no doubt. That's awesome. So, therefore, worship is the most difficult of these three gifts or sacrifices for the believer to offer in a way that is acceptable to God. Thanksgiving and praise are primarily utterances of the mouth, but worship is primarily an attitude. Thus, it is important to have an understanding of these three terms if we are able to make them part of our offering to God. So, something new that's happened is I got a lifetime license to play the Psalms Project music on this podcast. This is a huge win. This is something I've been praying for, and man, it just happened so fast. It's very exciting. So I got the music here, and all we're gonna do, we're just gonna praise God. You don't have to say anything at all, or you can just focus on Jesus. But all we're doing is we're just thanksgiving. We're thanking God for everything he's done for us. Every single thing. The good, the bad, because we know the bad things sometimes, you know, it refines us sometimes. It makes us realize we need Jesus even more. And then after you're done thanksgiving, you just praise him, you know. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You were the King of Kings. You were the Lord of Lords. You're the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You're just telling God who he is and why he's great. And then worship, when that hits, you'll know. You'll know. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you for your guidance in this praise and worship. I may not say very much, but I'll be in the chat. I might even turn my microphone off and just let the music play. I feel like this is really important nowadays, and I just ask you, Father, for just your guidance right now. And we just thank you for your presence coming right now. We thank you that you're here right with us right now. And we thank you for your ability to just help us see through all the muck and all the frustrations. And, you know, it's just easy. You've made everything so easy. So, Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. Okay, let's get going here. Can you hear the music? I really hope you can. Yeah, I'm just going to put a few scriptures on the screen for you. that might help you. I'm right here with you. So you need anything, you just put it in the chat, okay? I'm going to turn the microphone off.
And he shall be like a tree by streams of water that yields abundant fruit in every season, and his leaves shall
rage. And why do the people plot in vain? The kingdoms of earth align themselves against the Lord and his Messiah, trying to defy his power and erase the word that he set down. But he who sits in heaven just laughs. He just laughs. My king. said to Jesus, you're my son. So ask of me and I will give you all the nations of the world. Ask of me and I will give you all the nations of the world. Ask of me and I will give you all the nations of the world. Ask of me, I will give you. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Up against the Lord will come back to earth where it belongs, for he will not share his glory with another, much less the foolish man. For the Lord is God, Jesus is King, and no new trend or political scheme will ever amount to more than dirt compared to the wisdom of his word. For there's nothing new under the sun, but just of the earth. So be wise, you Hollywoods of earth. So be wise, you rock stars of the earth. So be wise, you politicians of earth. And worship the Lord in fear and rejoice with trembling, yeah. And worship the Lord in fear and rejoice with trembling, yeah. And kiss the sun, yeah, kiss the sun, kiss the sun, yeah, kiss the sun, kiss the sun, yeah, kiss the sun. 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 For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Stay up.
So you can literally follow along in Psalms. So this one is number Psalms 3. And each song is just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you can literally go into the Psalms and sing along to the music. So pretty cool.
And Lord, so many are rising up against me. Many are they who say of my soul, there is no help for me in God. When they throw stones at me, I need not fear nor fear.
To my words, O Lord, please hear my spirit groaning. Listen to the sound of my cry. To you, my God and King, in the morning you'll hear my voice as I offer my prayer. And I will watch for your answer in eager expectation. For you are not a God who delights in sin. No evil dwells with you, and the prophet shall not stand, for you despise evil men.
welcome into your house, covered by your abundant mercy. And in fear of you, I lay face down before your throne in grateful worship. Oh, lead me in your ways, make a path before me straight. Protect me from my enemies who attack me night and day. Mouths are full of lies, and their hearts are wickedness. Their throats are an open grave. They trick many with their tongues. Convict them, O God, let their rebellion lead to their fall. For your church I pray. Let them sing for joy all of their lives. For you got them on every side. Let those in you rejoice in you. Surely you will bless your own. You'll defend them with your steadfast love. With the shield the enemy can't touch. Let those in you rejoice in you. Rejoice in you. Rejoice in you. Oh, lead us in your ways, for your ways are joy, your ways are joy. For our enemies are strong, but you have overcome. So let your people all over the earth exalt in you.
Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, for I am weak and pining your way. So heal me. Heal me, Yahweh. Heal me, heal me. my bones are dismayed, and my soul is greatly dismayed. For you, Lord, how long? Eternal Lord, deliver my soul. If you love me, then save me. For I cannot live for you if I waste away, nor can I give you praise. So heal me, heal me, heal me, Yahweh. Heal me, heal me, heal me, for my bones are dismayed.
Dismayed. my God, in you I place my trust. Oh Lord, my God, in you I place my trust. Rescue me from those who persecute me and deliver me, yeah, yeah. Or they'll devour my soul like a lion, tearing me to pieces while my screams ring out in vain. Oh Lord, my God, if I am done what they say, if I'm the one in the wrong, if I have rewarded evil unto one who was at peace with me, then let my enemies come and have their way with me. I let them take everything, let them take their shots at me until I'm dead, and drag my name through the dirt.
Back his bow and and from the mouths of children and infants, you have ordained praise to confound your enemies and silence them. When I consider
left me, you Their hope will never die. No, their hope will never die. rise, rise, rise low. Do not let man in his ways prevail. Bring justice to the nations. Bring justice to the nations. Bring justice to the nations. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know they are merely men. And you are God and they are men. You are God and they are men. You are God and they are just men.
For the wicked boasts about strength in their heart. You will incline your ear. It's justice for the orphan and the oppressed. So the man who is of the earth, so that man who is of the earth, so that man who is of the earth, so that man who is of the earth, shall no longer oppress, shall no longer oppress, shall no longer oppress. Lift up your hand, lift up your hand.
All right. That was pretty awesome. I love that. And I really needed that today.
Oh, I got me in the flip line. Turn it off.
Okay. Okay, let's get into some prayer. I'm just going to start the prayer off, and then we'll get into praying for Jerusalem and the fear of God. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Father, that he died and he rose on the third day, and that he's seated at the right hand of the Father right now. And right now, Father, he's in the room with us right now. The Holy Spirit's with us. The whole Trinity's with us right now. We just thank you, Father, for all these things. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just cancel all curses, versus spells, and incantations placed against us in the name of Jesus. And I command all fear to go. I come out of agreement with it in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind you. I cage you. I command you to go now in Jesus' name. And I pray the blood of Jesus over every person listening, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And I pray the blood of Jesus over every doorpost, entrance, and window of your home. And I place Holy Spirit fire around your property and a warring angel to protect you while you sleep. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the warring angel to have the authority to cut the silver cord of any astral projecting witches and warlocks, wizards, sorcerers, root workers that are entering into our dreams. We cancel their attacks. I bind those attacks. I cage them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command them to go. And they must flee. They must flee. The Lord has the power to literally make demons flee from you. But if there's open doors in our life, we are basically allowing the enemy to come in. And I say this from a place of love, because I was once in error, and I was once, you know, I still am. I'm working very hard to try to get things out of my life that don't need to be there anymore. But the more things that we leave, the more open doors that we have, the more the enemy can legally come in and attack us. So the more you give to Jesus, the more that he can work in you, and the more he can transform you into like him. I mean, Jesus Christ, when he walked the earth, he was like healing people all day long. He's performing miracles all the time. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the faith that resides within us, that we have the faith to move mountains, that we have the faith to change our circumstances, to change atmospheres when we walk into rooms, that demons will flee. We have the power to bind and cage the strong man in people if we come into trouble. If you're having problems with somebody and, you know, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you know you're saved, you can bind the strong man. And you can bind him for 24 hours if you want, if he's giving you trouble. And he can't do anything. He can't do anything until that 24 hours is up. So these are powerful things. So John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. Colossians 2:16, so let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow. Oh, 17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Acts 1, 7, 8, and he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Verse 8, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the nation of Israel, for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for the fear of God to fall upon all the nations. And I truly believe that's happening right now. We're witnessing military movements of substantial proportions. I mean, we're heading into World War III. I'll just say it. But the Lord can give you perfect peace through all this stuff. Like, when all these things are happening, I think it's really important that we just turn our televisions off, we turn our phones off, and we give more time to the Lord to allow him to work in us. And what you're going to witness is something very, very, very powerful in your life. I've done this recently for myself, and he's changing me on the inside out. I'm doing stuff that I never had the courage to do before. So he can use you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what people have said about you. Those things don't matter. It matters what God thinks of you. And you're a child of God. You're an heir of God through Jesus Christ. All those blessings that Jesus is getting, you're going to get too. You know, let's stack our wealth in heaven. In heaven, not on this earth. I always think of these rich men on the earth. And I'm shocked. I'm shocked by what they've done. Like, they're headed to hellfire and they don't care. They don't care. If they really truly knew where they were headed, they would repent instantly. And I just heard of a story of a young lady who just took her life to suicide. And I'm just hearing that story more and more and more. But We need Jesus. Jesus can take that fear away. We can walk in perfect peace. Pure love of God. Yes. And sometimes that's what's needed. Sometimes people need the fear of God in their life because it puts back what's important in their life. So I totally agree with that. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for protection over these two listeners and their families, their friends, their jobs, their livelihoods. And we just pray that you would just expose the enemy in their lives. And we just pray also, Father, that you erase any of our names that are written in demonic literature, or demonic books, or spells. We command those to be erased now in Jesus' name in the spirit realm. And we also command that the enemy will attack themselves and become absolute confusion. You know, the enemy's really foolish because they like compete with one another. They compete with one another to be stronger, to be more powerful, to have more influence. And, you know, Jesus ain't about that. He's, you know, when we allow Jesus in our life, he shows us what's important. And it's him. It's completely him. And when you start loving him fully, when you start letting him in your life, those things that weren't possible for you to do are now possible. Like that heart of yours, all those hurts, all those pains, he can heal that. He can truly heal that. All that rejection, the divorces, the things and the after effects after the divorce where you just feel like, oh my gosh, I thought I knew this person. But you know, the Lord knows you. He's loved you from the foundation of the earth. He's chosen you for this time. We are at the foot of the tribulation. And I am seeing a huge, huge, huge hunger for the Lord right now. And I really, really implore you to listen to as many podcasts and get as much information in your hands as possible. Start buying as many books as you can about God. Start reading them. Start putting them into action, because it's one thing to buy a book. It's another thing to put it into action. And there's one thing you can do. So there is this thing called prayer walking. And if you're already going for walks and stuff, it's good. But what you can do is you can prayer walk. And you just start in your own community and just make like a loop somewhere. And what you're doing is you're claiming that territory back to God. It's in Podbean. It's a show called Omega Man Radio. And there's a guy on there. He's not with us anymore. He's a true man of God. Henry Groover. And he's got a series called Prayer Walking. And he went throughout all the earth and God sent him into different places and he just prayer walked and he took back territory for God. And this is what God's doing right now. He's taking back territory from the enemy so that we can go in and we can save souls. God's taking back his territory. The demons are going to flee. They're going to scream. They're going to shout. They're going to hate us. But the love of Christ is in you. The power of Christ is in you. There is no fear. You tell those demons to flee. But I'm saying, please listen to that podcast first before you do this, because there's principles involved. And it's so very important that you have your armor on and that you know 100% through the Holy Spirit that this is what's for you. This is what I want you to do. But if you are walking in those things, you got your armor on and you're walking God, start walking your neighborhood. You're going to see a change. It's going to get a whole lot quieter at nighttime. You're going to start seeing a more police presence and getting rid of the gangs and getting rid of those things. This is what God's doing. This is what God's doing right now. He's causing us to move into things that we would never do before. Trust me, this is something I would never do before. Would never do it. But God is moving. So what I did was I went around my neighborhood and I was praying in tongues. And the way I did it was I had a thing over my face so nobody could tell. It was really cold out too, so a good excuse. But at a certain point, yeah, it is too cold. But, you know, there's just, that's such a good, Omega Man Radio. There's so much information on there. He's got over 10,000 shows. Mega Man Radio and Henry Groover. You've probably heard of him. He's really awesome. But man, praise the Lord. This has been a really good broadcast. The music is wonderful. I didn't realize the music was, I thought it was like word for word, but I guess it's not. So I'm going to have to get the lyrics and I just like to be able to sing with the lyrics. So but yeah, Henry Groover, man, he's a true man of God. He don't look like much, but boy, can that guy preach. And boy, does he love the Lord. And that's the true principle right there, you know. We got to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. So let's be very wise, because the enemy is out to kill us. And that's no joke. It's no joke. So we have our armor on. So let's go into this next week and let's claim territory for God. I'm going to keep this thing going. I'm going to come in even the days I don't want to. And I'm going to try and develop a schedule for this program, because this is needed right now. This has nothing to do with me. This is just creating a space for believers to come in and just war. Real war. We are soldiers for Christ. So thank you for coming to the show. Really do appreciate you coming. And God is with you. I mean, I felt the anointing many times tonight when we were doing this. And it's just lovely, lovely. So have a wonderful night. And may God be with you. Have a great night.